Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, and this is Washington Council 21 volunteer Uriel Rampula reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. This past weekend, many of us experienced the moderate to severe turbulence that was spread across the Pacific as well as other parts of the system. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. With the recent moderate to severe turbulence resulting in flight attendant injuries, it is a good time to remember that every day we fly, when it comes to cabin safety, place yourself and your flying partners first. It is only through these efforts that we may fulfill our duties as safety professionals for the passengers in our care. To minimize injuries caused in turbulence or chop, buckle up if a seatbelt is available, and stow all the necessary service components when the service is over, especially carts, full coffee pots, and glass bottles. It is not always possible to receive warning of turbulence or return to your jump seat when turbulence hits. FAO on pages 14.20.1-3 covered the precautions we can take against turbulence injuries, starting with pre-departure crew briefings through the actions we should take during turbulence. FAO on page 14.20.3 states that when we confront moderate to severe turbulence, in order to protect ourselves, we must discontinue the service, set the cart brakes, leave the cart at its present location, and sit in the nearest available seat or on the floor if necessary. If turbulence persists through the descent and the prepare for landing announcement is made, the cockpit should direct the flight attendants to remain seated, and we should immediately advise the cockpit if the cabin and galley are not secured for landing. Bottom line, protect yourself. In the fall of last year, we entered the action phase of our contract campaign, and our MEC membership engagement and MEC negotiation support chairpersons traveled to each of the 14 local councils to conduct a series of seminars titled Power in Action. The training taught us how to take action in our support of our goals, action which is appropriate for each stage of the negotiations process. Our collective actions, such as picketing, leafleting, rallies, and other campaigns, help change the dynamic at the negotiating table. As we increase our economic pressures for management as we increase our non-economic pressure for management to negotiate on the improvements we collectively determined were important, we focus on strike preparedness. Training and educating ourselves about non-economic and economic pressure applied in accordance with the law is an integral part of supporting our negotiations. Should it become necessary, we are ready to do whatever it takes to achieve the contract we have earned. We encourage you to reference your most recent copy of our Negotiations and You newsletter, which arrives at your home in recent days. This newsletter reviews the status of our negotiations, where we are in the process defined by the Railway Labor Act, and includes a summary comparison of proposals at the negotiating table. A quick glance at the comparison of management's proposals juxtaposed with the items you determined were important to improve will reinforce the need for each of us to take an active role in support of our negotiations. Local seminars and house parties, sponsored by the local membership engagement and negotiations support committees, are beginning now and will be conducted throughout the system to support our negotiations. Local membership engagement and negotiations support committees in Chicago Council 8 kicked off these house parties on Friday with an informal get-together that inspired more members to take an active role in negotiation support. If you were unable to make it to the Power in Action seminar last year, plan to attend one of these local seminars or house parties now. You may also want to host a house party seminar at your place. Contact your local council to volunteer to help, or find out when you can attend a local seminar planned at your location. On Friday, we discussed our dispute with United regarding their method of staffing charter flying. When the dispute first arose, we made clear to management our expectation that the agreement be adhered to. Management did not comply with our contract in this matter when it first became an issue with the Olympic charters to Beijing. Recently, this issue has arisen again with the operation of our new Olympic charters to Vancouver. Further questions have surfaced from members as to how United picks the chosen staff to staff these charter flights. It has come to our attention, straight from the mouth of one of our domicile managers, these charters are staffed with flight attendants chosen by our domicile managers. To be clear, we fundamentally disagree with United in their method of tasking domicile managers with the job of finding the chosen ones. As a result of our dispute with management over the NBC Olympic charters to Beijing, we filed an MEC grievance and proceeded to the System Board of Adjustment, where the case was concluded in October of 2009. We are now waiting the decision from the arbitrator and will update you once the decision is received. On Friday, we alerted you to a potential strike by Lufthansa pilots. The strike was put on hold to allow for another round of bargaining through March 8th. On the same day, the strike vote at British Airways was tallied, where 81% of the flight attendant union, Unite, voted to walk after management made cuts without the union agreement. Dates have not been set for the strike, as efforts continue to try to resolve the dispute at the bargaining table. There are no new negotiation sessions last week. Mediation is taking place this week with Section 10, Reserve Scheduling Procedures, Section 12, International, and Section 24, Moving Expenses, along with other open items on the table. Management continues to refuse to meet outside the mediation process. We remain ready and willing to meet at any time, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to discuss the issues flight attendants have determined are important. A more comprehensive review of negotiations is available every Friday in the hyperlink www.unitedafa.org/contract/negotiations/fan/default. Become a full part of FAN by signing up through the form on unitedafa.org in the negotiations section or by contacting your local council. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.